Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Quarterback. And if they can do that, they can get back to their defensive way and running the football, which they haven't in the first 2 weeks. That's the main reason they're 0-2.
When you look at this 49er defense, and obviously you've got DeForest Buckner up front and Nick Bosa, who's been wreaking havoc, but Quan Alexander as a linebacker really has changed the tenor and the tone of this defense. How important is it to have a linebacker who can really play with that much intensity?
Listen, anytime you have a linebacker, your backers set the tone. I know a lot of teams can, a lot of coaching staffs can really do something with their offense and defensive lines first. But on defense, if you don't have backers that can flow to the ball and can run down and cover in space, this game is played in space. You like linebackers who have intensity, as long as he doesn't get overly emotionally and get too caught up with his emotions and let the emotions overtake him throughout the game. But this game's played in space. They have to be able to play in space. They've done that the first 2 weeks. They got to hope that they can keep doing it. They got a great opportunity this week to get another victory. So it'll be very interesting to see how they play it out.
Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, and member of the NFL's 75th anniversary all-time team, the great Rod Woodson with us here on 95.7 The Game. Rod, we always appreciate the time. If you like getting some walks in Vegas, head over to Red Rock Canyon. The season pass is like $30. They have some great hikes back in there.
Man, I'm not going to pay to hike. I can hike right here. I hike on the streets. I'm right by Lone Mountain, so I get to go up Lone Mountain. That's free. So I'm not going to pay. I don't like paying fees to do something that you could do in nature for free.
Smart business. Wow. Smart business. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Big money.
Appreciate it, though.
Big money, Rod Woodson. Yeah. Huh?
Last time I do favors for Rod Woodson.
Right.
I'm just kidding. It's just a joke.
He had to get you. You throw that OJ on him.
And then it's a reasonable question. He lives on the west side of Vegas. OJ lives on the west side of Vegas. They're
nice,
both NFL players who are retired on the west side of Vegas. I asked, have you seen OJ? There's nothing unreasonable about that question.
And he laughed. He laughed.
Yeah. Because he knows about your friendship with OJ.
Oh,
and he's thinking, man, I'm about to talk to Lowe about being friends with OJ. This is odd.
If he had said he had seen him, then all of a sudden it's a threesome on the golf course now instead of just a two.
Lowe's on a plane now. He's on Southwest to get in that group.
Wait, time out.
How did
that just happen?
How did that just happen?
Because it's not 8:55. At 8:55, you'll get your praise. And we'll shout out you, Bob Myers, and the Billions. Right now, Rod Woodson. It's like I'm trying to do the guy a favor. It's like, I'm not going over there. It's okay. Damn, Rod.
$30 a year. Yeah. What was that?
I hike on the streets.
That's not a hike. You don't hike on streets. Like, there's no street going up Mount Everest. You ever notice that? There's no street at the top of Mount McKinley.
Be a lot cooler if there was.
Would there be?
A lot more convenient.
Would it be cooler to have a paved street going up to Mount Everest? A
lot fewer people would die in the killing zone.
The death zone.
Yeah, or the death zone, not the killing zone.
I hike on the streets.
Man, I love it.
That's actually going to be a drop now because I like that. One more time.
I hike on the streets.
We're going to boost the levels a little bit, and we'll have it for you in the 9 o'clock, no doubt.
It's like a hard line, right? Hike on the street. Like
pretty much, right?
Man, hike on the streets, right. Stupid idiot. It's like, all right. I liked it over there at Red Rock. Turtlehead Peak, it's a nice hike.
I hike on the streets.
Yeah, I hike from the Sun Coast to the Red Rock after, you lose a three-team parlay and you don't feel like paying for an Uber.
The Sun Coast. You can get messy in there. No one's going to stop you.
Love the coast.
No one's going to stop you in the Sun Coast.
Shout out
messy.
The average age in the coast, about 84, by the way, Lo, in case you need it. Anyway, those are my people.
Let's bring it back to the Billions. The idea of trading for Jalen Ramsey, Jacksonville Jaguars, all-world cornerback. He's apparently available. He's unhappy with the situation in Jacksonville. He and head coach Doug Marrone got into it on the sidelines over the weekend. His agent has requested a trade. The Jags are taking calls. Nothing appears to be imminent, but you never know. Niner fans, do you want the Niners to get aggressive going after Jalen Ramsey? Remember, The Steelers just acquired defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins for a first-round pick. Ramsey's going to cost at least a first-round pick. You do not have a second-round pick this upcoming draft. In addition, you're going to need to give the guy a new contract. It's going to be pricey. So there's financial ramifications, there's draft capital ramifications, there's how he fits in the locker room, and then, oh, by the way, you got DeForest Buckner's deal coming up, Eric Armstead's deal, in a few years you'll be dealing with George Kittle. You got to think about all this stuff long-term if you want to build a consistent winner. Personally, if you're going to get aggressive, I like the idea of drafting the left tackle position. Staley goes down, Garoppolo can't be next. If he's next, it's over.
I agree.
You can't lose the starting quarterback. So I love the idea of pursuing a cornerback, but let's face facts and create a checklist of what the biggest priorities are on this team. Corner is not one of the biggest priorities on this team. Offensive line is. If you're going to get aggressive, address the real concerns rather than the perceived concerns. TJ, San Jose. TJ, welcome to the show. Your thoughts. Do you want to see the Niners get aggressive in a trade for Jalen Ramsey?
Hey, listen, I obviously don't know much about Ramsey as a teammate, but if he has the odds, the high odds or potential to be any kind of cancer to the team, it's not just about the draft picks and the money. You don't want a guy on your team that's going to disrupt the unity that the Niners have right now as a unit. We have bigger pressing needs right now at tackle. We have a backup playing. We have no backup to that backup, so there's other needs. I say no.
Okay.
Great call.
Appreciate the phone call, TJ.
Was it that great?
Great job, TJ.
The team just brought Sam Young back in, the offensive tackle. The expectation is
why
we're going to sign Sam Young.
Where was Sam Young at?
He was
brought in to what? Compete for the swing tackle position that was vacated by Sean Coleman when he got hurt. And then they ended up not keeping him on the roster. So now he's apparently coming in for depth. But your point is obviously going to be a good one here.
Where was he at, Dibs, again?
The point is...
No, I'm just answering the question.
He's asking you a question.
I answered it, and so you're asking me to reiterate it so as to be able to prove your point.
He was on the streets hiking with Rod Woodson.
Which is what I said, yeah. He hikes on the streets.
I hike on the streets.
Yeah, Rod and Sam, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's
I'll answer the question for you.
Thank you,
he was on the streets.
Okay.
I actually said that before you had a chance to jump me for not saying that.
No.
Additionally, if I may address you and TJ, and thank you for the phone call, you guys are saying... Oh, just go out and get a left tackle.
Saying go get Jalen Ramsey.
We were doing a nice job. We've been civil all week. I know it's only early Tuesday. Just calm down.
Finish him, sir.
I just want you to tell me where it says that Trent Williams is being shopped by Washington and that Trent Williams is available. We all want to bring in Trent Williams. Of course, let's just snap our fingers and have an elite left tackle walk through the door. In reality, that's not going to happen. So for TJ and for you, L.O., to continue to try to beat this left tackle drum. Yes, Staley's hurt. You need help there, but you're not going to be able to just plug and play Trent Williams because you want to.
That's
all I'm saying.
No, it's great that you're saying that. I'm not sitting saying plug and play. I'm saying sit here and go after something that is capable of being a starter. If the guy's on the street, he's not a starter. If the guy's on the street, he typically wasn't necessarily even a backup. He was a streetwalker. So does that make him
streetwalker?
So like Rod Woodson, apparently.
So
streets.
Did we upgrade?
That's even better.
did we upgrade the position? And no, I totally don't think so necessarily.
I agree with you.
So you went and got some depth, or you just went and got a body? So
it's a body, I think.
So is there more opportunities, even if we don't get this Hall of Fame type of tackle? Okay, let's still pick up the phone and say, let's give up maybe a second or maybe a third. Let's go find someone that has had some starting experience in the National Football League. So if I do get someone injured, if I do have someone, or if the young man does struggle because I want to run a lot of zone plays and I got to create some a movement off the ball. So he's not. So now you're playing against a defensive end. He's a sixth rounder. He's young. And so you're playing against a big defensive end and you want to run zone. So you want to run zone. You got to get the defense moving. What if the guy now sets a hard edge and turn everything in? You know how much that shuts down the running game, Daniel? It shuts it down a lot. Now if he sets a hard edge, and you get no movement, you know how hard it is to boot? So you got to realize it changes the dynamic of the offense. So I'm just giving you something that if you look at the corner right now, you don't necessarily need it. The corner's been playing pretty good. His technique has gotten a lot better. Weatherspoon's belling the bell technique. He plays a lot better. He's gotten pick six. So he's still young. He's still playing a lot better than what he is. So all I'm saying, Coach, pump the brakes on Ramsey. That's all.
No, I get it.
All right, hold on. Breakfast with Baldy. I hate to do it to you, but you can't filibuster through the benchmarks.
He just did, though.
I know he did. And that's why, unfortunately, I have to cut you off. We're going to go right back to the conversation.
You hear that, Bob?
Everybody, stop getting so antsy. It's been such a nice day.
He started it.
Rod Woodson yelled at me, and now you two are yelling at each other for some reason.
That's true.
I just tried to give Rod some advice on where to hike.
Right.
Unsolicited,
I'm 38 years old. If I live another 100 years, I'm never going to suggest a hike for anyone ever again.
Wow.
After that conversation. That's it. Don't ever ask me about a damn hike. I'm never going hiking again. I'm never suggesting hikes again. This is why exercise and dieting is overrated. You try to say, hey, I got a great hike for you. I hike on the streets.
It's overrated.
Forget you.
Streets.
All right, that's
it. It was a
little
rude.
Get myself a cheeseburger, probably take a nap. So, breakfast with Baldy. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, this week, 8:15, you have a chance to win. You and a guest come in. Friday, Baldy's going to be in with us from 6 to 10. He's going to ride shotgun the whole show. I might just bring him in and kick the other two out. They're like, their mics are off. They're yelling at each other right now with their mics off. Just calm down.
He cut me off.
I know. He did it to you. You did it to him.
But then I stopped.
He's been talk-blocking me since 6:30.
I'm just trying to give away something so that people can come in and see for themselves. Come see for yourself the dysfunction that happens off camera. Here's what's going to happen. It's a trivia question, contest line, and this is going to be this Friday. So if you're not available, don't call in. If you're available to come in 8 to 10 and hang out this Friday, great. Contest line, 844-999-GAME. How many playoff games did Brian Baldinger play in? 844-999-GAME. 844-999-4263. How many playoff games did Brian Baldinger play in? First person to answer that question correctly will be in. You and a guest will join the winners from yesterday, tomorrow, and Thursday. We'll all be hanging out Friday. You can watch Dibs and Lowe fight each other. Maybe we'll call Rod Woodson and have him phone slap me again for some fun, for some laughs.
It'd be great. Maybe you could call up Rod and give him your top five hikes in Vegas. We could just specifically send him to different places, and all of them, of course, coming with a fee. Different hikes.
I'm only going to recommend visiting casinos that still charge for parking.
Right. Perfect.
Why would I play to park? I'll park on the streets.
That's right.
I hike on the street.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. All right, back to the billions. KJ in Oakland. KJ, do you want to see the Niners get aggressive in pursuing Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey?
Absolutely. What are we talking about here, guys? Look, the last time the Niners picked up a cornerback of this nature, it was Deion Sanders, and we did nothing but win the Super Bowl. You got a chance to add talent like this, you do it. You pair him with Richard Sherman. He's the mentor. You got the best older cornerback in the league mentoring one of the best younger ones. How else do you go out and beat the Rams and stop that high-flying offense? You got to get cornerback help. Let's build a dynamic defense that can shut down everybody, and let's go win games. That's it for me.
Throwing the name Deion Sanders in there, that's a big comparison. Ramsey's good, but to throw Deion in there, what do you think about that?
He's wrong and out of line. You can't compare those two. Deion was, he played receiver. He was punt return. He was DB. What did he played safety? Played court. What didn't he do? Ramsey, with all due respect, this guy, I mean, yeah, he's been a decent little player. I'm not saying that he's not, but to compare him to Deion and the team that Deion played for, that was because it was a war. It was like an arms race between the Niners and the Dallas Cowboys. Those were the two teams competing. One player flipped it. One player flipped it because that's how close they were. That's how much parity. We're not there yet.
So, and that was the pre-cap era to where you could go ahead and throw money, as much money as you wanted in there.
Right.
And that's tall cotton. It's too tall a cotton. I think all the caller was saying was that was the last time they brought in a corner. They went out and brought a corner of that ilk in. And I think the comparison was a little too overreaching, but I agreed with the overall sentiment of.
But free agency
strike
was different, and you didn't give
it
up a first. And now you ask and give up a first. So, yeah, if the guy was out
the draft
there,
capital, I think, is more expensive than people realize. People are so cavalier with that. Yeah,
you
give up a one for
thank
him.
You.
All right, do we realize what a one is? It's a player that you can have for 6 years at a reasonable price. 4-year contract, 5-year option, 6-year franchise tag. 6 years. If that's a good player, that is a really cost-effective 6 years. Now, if you miss, well, you know, it happens all the time. And if you're going to miss, you know, You got to be Miami. You got to stockpile thousands of picks so that you can hope you hit on a couple. But the reality of the situation is it's too easy for people to say, yeah, give up the one. We're fine. That's what Pittsburgh just did for Minkah Fitzpatrick. People are shaking their heads like, what? Now, clearly, Pittsburgh values Mason Rudolph, the quarterback, probably a little bit more than other people are at the current moment. But still, don't just dismiss a one. It's not just a singular pick. It's possibly 6 years of cost-effective talent.
It depends on where you draft. And I think if you're talking about drafting Solomon Thomas, with all due respect, that's looking more like a miss than it is a hit. Missile Trubisky, the number two pick, that's a miss. And if you're a Niner team that brings in Jalen Ramsey and you think that might be the difference between you being Super Bowl caliber or not, all of a sudden that number one pick you're sending out might be 28th, 29th. Hopefully it's the 32nd pick in the draft, and so it's not as expensive of a price in draft capital.
Terrell Owens going to join us at 8:30 like he does every Tuesday. Tuesdays with T.O. He's going into the Niner Hall of Fame on Sunday as the Niners get set to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk to him about that and more. Ray in the Central Valley. Shout out to Central Valley. Oh, here they come. What's up, Ray? What do you think about the pursuit of Jalen Ramsey?
Good morning, guys, and thank you for having me on. I want to say a big shout-out to Lowe, because I'm from Hanford.
My man, H-Town, baby.
And Hall of Fame all the way, baby. And anyway, I'm a Raider diehard, but, you know, I love what the Niners are doing. They got a great draft, man. You know what? Don't get that cornerback. Go after a left tackle, and I'm with you, Dibs. Have a great day.
Ray!
My favorite thing about calls from the Central Valley is as they try to shout low out, low starts shouting so you can't hear the shout out.
They just hit him with the H-Town.
Right over the top of him.
H-Town!
It's great.
Ray!
That's my favorite. Ray!
What's that?
That's Low saying the name Ray over and over. It was the day that Coase filled in for you, and we also had
Ray!
One Ray Ratto in as well, and Low spent an entire
four-man show.
Oh, Ray loved it, too. I was just getting yelled, Ray!
Low spent an entire segment just saying, Ray! Over and over. So anytime anyone named Ray calls,
Ray!
Sorry I missed that. It sounds like good, solid radio.
It was absolute gold.
How do you define gold?
I was able to sit here and laugh myself silly while Ray!
Actually, he tries to find it at Chase Center.
Yeah, that's true. You got another foot rub coming.
Boom! Waves in your face.
Yeah, it's coming right around the corner. And what's funny is
hold on. You do these things, and he gets mad. And you look at him, and it's like, why are you mad? You knew you were going to make him mad by saying that. Now he's mad, and now you're upset.
The caller says, "Congrats
Some
on the Hall of Fame.
Famer you are.
Congrats on the Hall of Fame." And you look at me and stick out your tongue at me like, "See?" And I'm the one who's been driving this thing from the beginning. I spend my free time having the graphics department, the social media department, pump you up.
Thank you.
Only to have you talk block me all morning and now mock me for being a supporter of yours. You know what? I'm going to take a page out of your book.
Now, see, again, that's not how that works. You don't just take your headset off and walk away. It's a radio show. I've said this before. Right. There are two requirements, words and an on mic. And yet this show repeatedly fails to be able to string that together. Like, we don't have to go put out a game plan to beat the Steelers. Script the first 15 plays, get everyone healthy, come up with schemes, watch tape. Just turn the button on and speak into it. And that's it. You'll get paid.
Paid?
I hate to peel back the curtain and on this glorious profession, but really it's just a, you know, two-step process
and
words
and apparently make less than 2.5 mistakes and you're rewarded around here.
Well, that's where is he at? We've been as Lankford's been doing the updates. We're setting over unders on mistakes. Is he 0-2?
The text
line
said
gone over both times.
No, he's gone under both times.
No. The text line said Joe. He had two on the first one. You gave him. He was under. They got him at two. Text line said Joe. You missed it. He.
So
had
what
two.
Should we set for the next one?
I think you got to set it at 1.5. I mean, this is a big market. He's got to be able to perform at a level to where he's less than two mistakes.
All right. The hijinks are brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Now, for the billions of you on hold, if you want to hang tight for a little bit, we will bring you into the show. We would love to hear from you, but we got Tuesdays with Terrell Owens next. We'll see what he thinks about the pursuit of Jalen Ramsey and all that other good stuff with the Niners advancing to 2-0. But first, here's Stephen Langford with an over-under of 1.5 mistakes for your update.
Thank you, Joe. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Dialpad. As we've been talking about, Jaguar star cornerback Jalen Ramsey has requested a trade out of Jacksonville. Now, Hall of Fame defensive back Rod Woodson just joined the show earlier and discussed why Ramsey's requesting said trade.
Listen, this dude is an extremely talented player. I think he's frustrated, but I just want to see, you know, his take on his head coach and the way they're using him. But I think more so than anything, they're not winning.
Now, the 49ers are getting ready for their first home game against the Steelers on Sunday. They'll be without left tackle Joe Staley for several weeks. How aggressive will they be in finding a replacement? Well, Bonte Steiny and Guru will ask 49ers reporter Cam Inman at 11. Take 95.7 The Game on the go. Download the radio.com app and favorite 95.7 The Game. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud. Put a business line on your cell phone and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. Coming up next, Terrell Owens, Tuesdays with T.O. Take the over, ladies and gentlemen. On 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Right now, we go to the Dial Pad guest line, as we do each and every Tuesday at 8:30. Very happy to welcome in the Hall of Famer, former Niner wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider, Terrell Owens, with Joe Lowendibs on 95.7 The Game. T.O., big weekend coming up, man. Congratulations. You're going into the Niners Hall of Fame. How excited? Like, take us through the process. This is going to be a big weekend for you.
Yeah, man, I'm really kind of at a loss for words, man. I'm almost, like I said, I'm speechless. I'm definitely honored. I've been thinking about, you know, kind of what I'm going to say. I honestly don't know how this has really happened to me. A kid out of Alexander City, a guy that went to UT Chattanooga, had no inkling of an idea that I was going to play beyond the collegiate level. To be able to be drafted by them in 96 and play with, you know, some Hall of Famers and some of the greatest, you know, athletes that have played in San Francisco. You think of Jerry Rice, you think of Steve Young, Joe Montana. Honestly, man, it's been a blessing, and I'm so grateful and thankful that, you know, the 49ers organization have, you know, decided and, to put me into the Hall of Fame. So again, man, it's been a tremendous honor and just to be included.
You know, not only that, you caught a little bit of good luck here too. The Niners are 2-0 with the Steelers coming to town. This is the home opener. You should get a really great crowd on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, Big Ben is not going to play. So, but you know, injuries are a part of the game, as we all know. There's, you know, over this past weekend, there's been a number of injuries to a lot of, you know, household names, you know, across the league. But, you know, that's the nature of the game. Injuries are a part of it. But, you know, the game has to go on. And I think with the 49ers, you know, they're playing well. They're 2-0, just as you said. As I said, you know, prior to the season beginning, I think Jimmy G is going to get better and better. He's getting more and more comfortable as he plays. You see that, you know, they're winning, you know, in pretty much all phases of the game. Everybody's contributing. You see that, you know, no receiver from the receiving corps is really standing out yet. But as the season progresses, you're going to see, you know, some players emerge. You see that, you know, everybody is touching the ball. Everybody's getting involved. And so that defense, I think, led by, you know, the veteran over there on the defensive side, I think Richard Sherman is doing a great job. He's holding it down. You know, it's only going to get better.
Joe Staley going to be out to the left tackle with a broken fibula. Yeah. How much does that affect what the Niners try to do as they go to a backup left tackle with an offense that's been humming through two games?
Yeah, I'm not for sure who the backup is, but obviously he has a big job. I'm sure he's going to be paying attention and getting a lot of work this week. Obviously, he's very, very important. To protect the backside of Jimmy G, and so that's going to be very, very key. That's definitely going to be something to be looking out for, you know, this game and as the season progresses. So, you know, man goes down, somebody has to step up, and this is going to be a great opportunity for the next guy stepping in.
T.O., you look at – congratulations, by the way, man. That's going to be awesome for you to get inducted. Definitely, arguably one of the greatest that ever played the game. So much props to you, bro. Let's talk about the quarterback position itself. This year, Big Ben goes down. You look at Jacksonville, their quarterback goes down. Indianapolis Colts, their quarterback go down. The Saints, Drew Brees goes down. Do you think do you think Cap should get a call? And if so, which team would he fit best?
Man, of course. I mean, he should have already had an opportunity. You see with these situations, these quarterback opportunities, arising. You know, there's no reason why he shouldn't get an opportunity. And me personally, fortunately, I just don't think he's going to get that call. It's just a sad situation. Look at Josh McCown coming out of Booth, this year getting an opportunity. A year or two ago, you see Jay Cutler coming out of the booth getting an opportunity. You can't say that Colin Kaepernick is not, capable, is not better, equal talent or better than these guys. Lo, I just don't think he's going to get that opportunity.
Hall of Famer Terrell Owens, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Interesting trend starting to emerge in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey, not happy in Jacksonville. He's had his agent tell the team he would like to be traded. Minkah Fitzpatrick and a few players in Miami, unhappy with the situation. They're asking for trades. This is starting to become more and more prevalent. I'm looking at it as the NBAification of the NFL. If guys are disgruntled, they just make it known they want out, and that's the way it's going to be. Do you see this as an emerging problem in the NFL rather than conflict resolution and facing these problems head on? You have guys just deciding if they're upset, they want out, and that's the end of it?
No, but I think you're seeing, a situation where guys, these situations are arising, but it brings about the point of what we're talking about. I know I mentioned about free agency, and you talk about the collective bargaining agreement coming up. You talk about guaranteed contract. These are situations where these guys need to unify, get together, and understand the leverage that they have. They're doing all these things, individually. I think if they collectively get together, then some of these things, it wouldn't be such a big deal. We've talked about Major League Baseball and we've talked about the NBA, how these players have unified to be able to, get guaranteed contracts and get the money that they need. This is what I had mentioned, before. These guys need to get together, use their leverage, especially a lot of these, the NFL is made of 70%+ minority. If they want to get guaranteed contracts to have a voice and do some of the things that they need to do, then they need to unify. When you have isolated incidents like this and guys holding out and demanding trades, that's what makes, the individual look selfish. So, again, they have to understand the leverage that they have. As far as, trades and things of that nature, those things are going to happen. To demand a trade, because there's friction or what have you, I just haven't really seen that, in years past. Now guys feel like they have a voice, they have a platform, to do, and they have to, and they go through social media or they go through the media to get the result that they want. I don't think that's the right position or right way of going about doing it. But again, I think at some point, these players are going to realize the leverage that they have, and they can go about it the right way.
But will the damage be done ahead of the next collective bargaining agreement? Because you can see management seeing this going on and saying, why would we want to give players guaranteed contracts when they can basically hold our team hostage and demand a trade at any time?
That's the situation. These players have to realize really the leverage that they have. And then, like I said, then they can address that issue as it arises. But until then, these are some of the things that are going to happen. There's nothing solid. There's nothing in place, as of right now, to give them any type of leverage, to go on.
Terrell Owens, Hall of Famer, former 49er wide receiver, and 95.7 The Game football insider, kind enough to join Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., again, from the bottom of our hearts, congratulations on the Hall of Fame ceremony down at Levi's this weekend. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be out there. We'll probably try to gravy train off you a little bit. Maybe we'll find you and see if we can get some splash from all the celebrity, if that's okay.
Because you got plenty of swag.
Yeah.
You're dripping in finesse.
But even if we can't, have a great time. Good luck finding the words. It's a big day for you, man. We're very happy and very proud of you for it.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm grateful. I'm humbled. Like I said, I never thought in a million years that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that I would even play beyond the collegiate level. And now to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, now to be inducted into the San Francisco 49er Hall of Fame, the team that drafted me in 96, man, it's just a tremendous honor. And really, I think it's, you know, this day will be more so of just giving thanks to all the people that have supported me from 96 on. You think about the organization itself, the players, and the Bay Area, those fans out there that have, you know, supported me, you know, near and afar. So, like I said, I'm looking forward to the day. And like I said, it's going to be a great day. Thanks, guys.
You earned it, T.O. We'll catch you next week. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
All right. I'd like to reminisce on that a little bit, but we got more breaking news.
95.7 The Game breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
All right, this is from Jason LaConfora of CBS Sports. He's also a Radio.com insider. Quote, there is a strong sentiment among many NFL general managers that the Chiefs will emerge as a primary suitor for Jalen Ramsey. They are all in to win now, have embraced difficult players, have a big need at corner. Could their secondary hold up versus New England in January? What about with Ramsey? That's him, Jason LaConfora, CBS Sports, and also Radio.com insider. Strong sentiment amongst NFL general managers that will be the Chiefs that make a move for Jalen Ramsey. All-world cornerback of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who recently had his agent asked the Jaguars for a trade. Tyreek Hill, chief wide receiver, was kind of making some noise on Twitter, doing the eyes thing to Jalen Ramsey, like the I see you, kind of like the little things like back and forth, trying to recruit one another, all that fun stuff. So here you go. I don't blame the Chiefs. Andy Reid sold his soul a long time ago. He is not interested in anything other than making sure that when it is all said and done, he has one Vince Lombardi trophy on his mantle. There is nothing that matters more to that man than getting that trophy. He has tasted the proximity of the Vince Lombardi trophy so many times, he's got to close. So now it's really just get anyone in there, do whatever it takes. It's not going to get any better than this. You got an MVP, a quarterback. You got a fantastic offense. You got all the talent you need. If you're going to get by New England, and he couldn't do it in the early 2000s when Belichick beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl, he's going to try to do it now. So if you're the Niners, it looks like you're competing with the Rams, the Chiefs, if you want to compete with the Chiefs for Jalen Ramsey.
I don't know if you necessarily need to spend what they're going to spend potentially to have him come in. Ultimately, you kick the tires and you see what offer you feel comfortable making. And if the Chiefs make a better offer, then so be it. Tip your cap. Jalen Ramsey would go from the AFC and stay in the AFC, so you wouldn't have to deal with him unless you went to the Super Bowl and you faced the Chiefs, and you'd be happy to face Jalen at that point.
The Niners just need to stay the course. It's the first time in a while they're starting to taste a little bit of success. The Niners are looking around thinking to themselves, hey, it looks like we've kind of built something here. We might be on to something. It's been a long time since you could say that. You don't need to leverage yourself to the hills the second you get out of credit card debt, right? It's almost like the Niners just sent in that last student loan payment and then immediately people want him to go out and buy a Range Rover. Well, why? Why? Enjoy being debt-free for a little bit. No need to run any more interest up. Take your time. Things are working out. Financially, you're in a good spot. Personnel-wise, you're in a good spot. Draft capital-wise, you're in a good spot. You're 2-0. Life's good. Here come the Steelers with Mason Rudolph. An opportunity to win that game this weekend. I don't think there's any reason to go crazy here. Ramsey's a nice player, but he's going to cost picks and a ton of money. You got Buckner coming up. Take care of your own. Take care of the ones who have proven they can get the job done. The ones that you know you can trust inside that locker room. That's what Joe Fornball says.
I'm with Joe. I'm with you, Joe, on that.
Can anyone blame you?
No.
Answer no.
Well, a lot of people are blaming me. A lot of people are blaming you.
That's for other things.
No, because there's a lot of people that with dibs on this and say, hey, you go after this guy. And I'm not in the same church.
Dibs is like Dennis Leary in Demolition Man. You remember Dennis Leary in Demolition Man?
Love Demolition
All the crazy
Man.
People down in the sewer trying down. To lead the revolution. That's Dibs.
You guys just
He's a likable character.
You guys want to sit on 2-0 like it's actually something. I'm actually looking at a situation where they can bring in a talented player and maybe seize the day.
Yeah, we're not saying 2-0 is I think 2-0 is a big I think it's bigger than what you're making it. It's only 9 other teams that are 2-0.
It's only 17 shy of 19-0. And you know what 19-0 is, Dibs.
Yeah. That's
unattainable so far.
That's Super Bowl. Is what that
yeah,
is. That's
that,
Super Bowl.
Yeah. 18-1 is runner up, as we saw with the New England Patriots. Close but no cigar.
Shout out Eli Manning, who got benched today.
Yeah.
He won that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so
he
kudos
did.
To him. Hell of a season. Hell of a career. 116 wins and 116 defeats. Couldn't have scripted it any better.
But it's crazy because he's 2-0 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and so what we
right.
think about Eli Manning, and this is always Lowe's point about, you know, the Super Bowl. Does the Super Bowl really make your career that much markedly different? The guy was 116 and 116 as a starter. You couldn't be more dead flat mediocre than that. But the fact that they had two great defenses and he played two pretty darn solid games, now we think about him as a possible Hall of Famer.
He is going to be one of the most interesting Hall of Fame case studies
without
ever.
A doubt.
Like, there are people out there right now, Hall of Fame, first ballot, no doubt, put him in. Then there are people that are like, all right, maybe Hall of Fame, but not first ballot. Then there are people making the case he's not a Hall of Famer. He had two good games yeah. in really critical spots, in high leverage situations. He came through. If he doesn't do that, is he better than Phillip Rivers, right? Like,
right.
what do you do with that situation? It's going to be such a fascinating case study.
Really
but he's
is.
From one of the first families of football, so you know it's probably going to break his way.
Hey, but to his credit, though, to survive in New York, what, 15, 16 years in that media frenzy?
That's his biggest, that's his biggest
that's
success.
That's pretty amazing.
To be able to do that. It's like, who else has done that? Jeter has put in a long time in New York City and been able to win and also withstand the media. I mean, that's not – it breaks everyone. It broke Carmelo.
It breaks him.
Broke Strawberry and Gooden.
Well, there were a lot of things at play there. Cocaine.
Yeah, we were talking New York winners.
It's a hell of a drug.
It's not like they have that many across the board, you know, great winning teams. As
no.
much as New York, whoa, we're the Mecca. Well, you haven't won an NBA title in about – 7 lifetimes. Can you be the Mecca if you don't win titles?
Bob and the Billions coming up in 7 minutes. If you want to get ready for your shout-outs, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. Bob and the Billions in about 7 minutes.
You know what? That is by far our finest hour of radio in 7 minutes. That segment is one of the most amazing things that we've come up with, Joe, and I thought it was awesome that you came up with that. And you and Dibs, it's awesome. So I can't wait for the 7 minutes. I look forward every day.
I appreciate you tagging me on to the end of that. You know, you came up with a joke. Oh, yeah, and you too.
I don't even know how it's like everything around here. I don't. Who knows how it's created? It's just a bunch of gibberish, and then suddenly, the magic mushroom pops up in the turd. Someone eats it.
Whoa!
Yeah. Next thing you know,
hey, is it not? Is that not an apt analogy? You're from the farm.
They call it shiitake for a reason. I'm gonna walk that off.
No,
it's pretty nice. Thank you.
They eat a lot of that down there.
It's borderline clean, too.
Right.
It's a two-way go, that joke.
And you
feel
eat
free
it.
To take that to school, kids.
Sawgrass, you look it up. You'll see it. And it's like that. It's from the ground, sawgrass from the – yeah. And it's really good. I got to bring you some in and let you try it. Really good.
I'm good. Just keep bringing in that pizza. I'm good with that.
Sawgrass.
I told you, I'm not – I think dieting's a conspiracy.
After talking to Rod, you probably should.
Yeah. Forget about Woodson for a minute. Forget about his well-reasoned rants on hikes. I'm not talking about that. I'm not buying into the whole diet exercise thing. I think it's a conspiracy theory. Let's go back to the Billions before we do Bob and the Billions. The thoughts. Do you want to get ahead of Kansas City here and acquire Jalen Ramsey? Bring him in? Push the Niners over the top? A lot of people thinking very aggressively this morning. I like it. I just think it may be too aggressive. Remember, you have a pressing need at left tackle. If you're thinking about spending draft capital and money, I would address that. If Garoppolo goes down, it's over. Okay, I like Nick Mullins, but you know what it does to a locker room when you lose the starting quarterback. And I'm not talking New York Giants style losing the starting quarterback. I'm talking about losing the franchise guy who's coming off a big, big game. Nick in Berkeley. Nick, thank you for the phone call. Your thoughts on the situation?
Yeah, you know, Ramsey, compared to Deion, there's only one Deion, and Ramsey ain't it. And if we don't keep Garoppolo from getting hit, man, because he was getting clobbered last year before he got hurt and the season before that. So, like, man, basically we got a shore of left tackle, man, because that'll help our running game. And that sets up the passing game, man, the way Shanahan runs everything. And I'm going to be there fired up, man, you know, because I'm a season ticket holder. And I can't wait, man, you know, and just to hear T.O., man, I was getting all misty-eyed, man, because he's a good dude and he always had a good heart, even though he was a little over-emotional at times. But he just wanted to win. And, you know, he gave it his all, man. He was a beast on the field. And I'm telling you right now, man, we need to go get us a left tackle, man, and keep it rolling because the team is rocking, man.
All right. Appreciate the phone call, man. Appreciate the phone call.
And I appreciate the sentiment, too, but it's not like you can go to Costco and you go down the 33rd aisle and left tackles and you've got seven different brands. Dibs. And you're going to get one at 20% off.
Dibs.
I want you to tell me where you find a left tackle.
Well, certainly not at Costco, Dibs.
Yeah, Dibs, not at Costco.
My guy?
Now, if I want some Doritos, like thousands upon thousands of Doritos at a really good rate, yeah, maybe I might go to Costco.
No doubt. You can get that 50-pound bag of rice, too. But the rice is not going to protect Jimmy G's backside. I love this notion of, you know, what they need to focus on is going out and getting the left tackle. And I need to find the Hope Diamond.
No, but it's not. Everyone's saying, here, here's Trent. If he's available, how do you work the deal? What are some of the things you could do to get it? Is it going to require a lot? Yes, it is. So we understand that. So you're saying something's not available. Everything's negotiable. Wife negotiable, kids out of the question. Everything's for
nice.
Sale. So when you
it's always one of my favorites.
So when you're saying that here's a guy that's disgruntled, he doesn't want to play there, it's not about the money, he's saying he's just tired of the Washington Redskins. He's not fighting coaches. He just said enough's enough. So you say
I'm good.
He's saying I'm good. So you're saying it's not available. So is it available? Is he available? I think so. I know you've heard that he's not available. That maybe not be true.
Let me throw some news at you real quick. Keep an eye on this developing story. The Panthers have announced that quarterback Cam Newton not at practice today. Not at practice today. Carolina is getting set to play Arizona this weekend. It might not seem like much. Like, oh, okay, guy's dinged up, or maybe he's a veteran. Head coach Ron Rivera to address the media 2:30 p.m. Eastern. There's starting to be, if you're following social media today, there's starting to be a growing, just like this little rumbling on social that something might be cooking down in Carolina with Cam Newton's health. Didn't look good in game number two. This is big for Niners fans. If you're trying to win a wild card spot, that was one of the teams I had him earmarked. I liked Carolina a lot this season. If they're going to get messy, and they're already 0-2 in two home games, if they're going to get messy and something's going to go down with Newton, and that season becomes a wash, suddenly the NFC is starting to set itself up pretty nicely. So keep your eyes out. 11:30 a.m. Pacific, Ron Rivera is going to address the media to talk about Cam Newton not at practice today. Woo! Bob and the Billions in a little over a minute.
Good. You know what? On that, I don't think it's a shoulder. You know what I think it is? I think Cam Newton said, you guys decided on 4th-and-1 to not give me the ball, not do a quarterback sneak. 4th-and-inches, and he's like, okay, if this is what you guys want to do, all right, I don't show up. I think it's a little bit more than just a shoulder in this situation. I think that me and you talked about the other day, Joe, that's a situation when you have your guy that's been pretty solid, it's one play, is he going to get his shoulder hurt? His shoulder's already been dinged up. It's him going, throwing the ball 6 inches to get over that. You had a minute and something left, get that first down, move the chains, and now it's 1st-and-goal from the half-yard line.
Right. They didn't even let him touch the ball, Coach. They said, you know what? Go over there. We're going to flare you out. We're going to let Christian handle it.
That's my best player. So you said,
wow,
he is now the best player on the team, and I think that did maybe sit right as well.
Kyle Allen, the backup,
by the way. So you think this is more than just an injury? Kyle Allen's a very intriguing name, by the way. That's a story for another day, though. So you think this is more than just an injury?
Yeah.
Trouble in paradise.
I have a chance to help. I could have won that game. He believed every time he went 4th-and-inches, you have never seen that big dude get, yeah, he turns into Superman.
We are going to do the official Bob and the Billions music in just a second, but I wanted to do one shout-out. It's the first one on here. I found it interesting. From the 510 on the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795, shout-out to the Nug Grow team in Oakland. By the way, we're still waiting for which company wants to get involved with the Joe Lo and Dib strain. You know what I'm saying?
Love it.
Man.
Lots of names out there. Lots of creative names.
I love
Joe Lo and Dibs on that good.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I don't know if everyone wants to be associated, but I got. I don't know how many.
Well,
like
wink, smile.
I like when he goes with the OJ voice when he's like, "That's just all good. I don't know what's going on."
Hey, Twitter world.
Yeah. That one.
I don't know what's happening to my fantasy team. What did I do to you?
Right.
It's like, well, it's kind of what you did to everybody in the early 90s. Do you remember? Everybody was involved in that. Everybody, OJ. That wasn't just you and some problem you had. You dragged the whole world into that. So that's what the problem is with your fantasy team. Karma's coming for you one fantasy draft pick at a time.
That's
all right,
OJ.
855. Every day, you know what we do.
Do you have any say over what your office was going to look like here? Great question. Yeah.
Well, we can go see it after there. You want to go see it? Low can come. Just low.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's usually how it is.
No,
that's the famous one of the group.
Takes too much abuse here. I got to be honest. I listen to you guys.
Now, I love this. You're one of the billions?
You know what? One of the billions.
What music is this?
This is what the San Francisco Giants run out to.
Lowe still laughs at that joke. It's like, I've used it 40 times.
That was the best. That
never gets old.
You're like, Joe, you know what this is? Joe looked at you like, dibs.
I try to help him out and it turns on me. I learned my lesson.
All right, it's time for Bob in the Billions, where every day we shout out our very good friend Bob Myers and also Lorenzo Neal, the elite, but also Gutter Trash gets shouted out as well. Dibs being Gutter Trash,
yes.
Myself being Gutter Trash.
Yes.
We shout out all spectrums here on the Billions, for the Billions. Ken from Napa, Corky's Pest Control. Shout out to Gregory Franklin, Sidebottom, guru of competitive speed walking.
Wow.
Should hook you up with Rod Woodson. Shout out Chip and Sky in the Moo. Wes from Antioch. Candace. Haseeb in the Moo. Man, everyone from the Moo listening today.
In the Moo.
Big Easy from the Rich.
Love it.
Shout out the DMV. All right. Yeah, no problems there.
That's the Department of Motor Vehicles, Joe. Almost spit his water across the room.
Chilled Auto Body text line 95795 if you want to get in on the shout outs. Wow, there are so many more texts here than I thought. Shout out the delivery drivers of Edges Electrical.
Oh,
Big
Edges.
Roy from Visea. Kyle driving Lyft. Cliff from Oakland. Jeff from the Mita.
The Mita.
Planet Filmo.
The Mita.
You're a little late.
Xfinity Nick from the Mita.
The Mita.
Oscar in East Palo Alto. Dario from Hayward. The City of San Jose.
The Stack.
Department of Transportation. J-Rob from the Moo. A lot of people from the Moo.
Stop, J-Rob. Ain't no such thing as the Moo.
They're all huddled around one radio, but we appreciate you.
Joe, Tom, and Dave. Woo! Carpenters from Bay Area Molding and Door.
Oh, yeah.
Awake Security in Santa Clara.
Man.
Marsh and Mike in the house.
Marsh
lots
and Mike.
Of people from the Moo.
The Mita.
The Moo's just pouring in.
Stop. Stop.
Come on.
What do you mean? I'm giving shout-outs. What am I supposed to do? Sprinkler Fitters, Local 483, Carlos from Jupiter, Florida, Coach Jamal from the Central Valley.
Oh, Modesto. Jamal. I love Jamal.
Taxman, SF Muni. We love y'all. We love y'all. Every day, 855, Bob in the Billions. More phone calls next. Jalen Ramsey, what the Niners are going to do at
Dibs
left tackle.
From the Mita.
We got Michael Silver. We got a ton of great stuff coming up. Joe Lowe and Dibs back in a flash. 95.7 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.